This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode. What's up? This is a bonus episode, and today I want to talk about females and favoritism and competition, being competitive. So, again, my name is Octavia, or Miss Tavy. This is my podcast, Real Talk, Real Life, Real Talk. We talk about real situations and what we've done to overcome them situations. For me, I'm just going to start back at when I really first started dealing with groups of females and favoritism. So for me, throughout middle school and high school, I was always kind of the type of person that hung out by myself. You know, I would go kick it with every group, you know, every once in a while just to speak to them and crack a joke or whatever. But I was never that type of female that had a group of girls around me. I kind of hung out by myself. I felt like it was less drama that way. As I got older, when I went off to college, I might have had two or three females that I would hang out with, you know, but it was never a group of females that I've constantly hung out with. And for me, that just kept my life less competitive, less drama, you know. That's just how I felt. All right, and then whenever I started going to this church that I used to go to, I found myself wanting to hang out with a bunch of people, but I could never really get on their level, and they couldn't get on my level. I was the misfit and misunderstood person out of the bunch, because I always wanted to do my own thing. I never wanted to follow the crowd. So I'm a female, I'm a plus size model, and a lot of times they have all these groups that you can join and be a part of. You're supposed to form a sisterhood, and it's supposed to be beneficial to you. My first time joining a group of females supposed to have sisterhood, this is when I first stepped out and decided that I wanted to be a model in 2017. Well, in that group, the owner or the leader of the group was I'm not going to downplay her or anything, but she had a way of talking to people that was just very disrespectful. She also chose her favorites. And to a certain extent, I could kind of understand that, but then it's one of those things as to why would you bring other people onto the group if you already got your favorites, you know? So, I went through maybe 3 or 4 months of dealing with it. She would always pick other people besides me or a couple of other females that had just joined the group, because the ones that she picked was her favorite, and they had been with her for a long time before we came along. So I used to get frustrated about that. You know, I used to feel some type of way, I'm not gonna lie, because I was doing everything I knew to do to show her that I was hungry for an opportunity and that I was here to help. I was lending the helping hand, she needed a shoulder to cry on or ear to listen. I was trying to show her that I was that type of person, because that's who I am. But I couldn't stay in that group any longer because I was not getting promoted as much as the other girls were getting promoted, and I was putting in work. So I left that group. After I left that group, I told myself I would not ever be in another group. I told myself that. I was like, nope, I'm not gonna do groups anymore. I'm just gonna fly solo, do my own thing, because that's who I am. I don't like following the crowd. I like stepping out of the box where everybody else is at, stepping out on the side and doing my own thing. It's always been that way since I was a little girl. That was 2017, so here comes 2019. And here I am joining another group. I joined a group last year with a lady who, you know, she has a business, and I thought it would be fun to try to do something else. You know, I'm a model. I promote myself so much. I've branded myself. You know, I promote other people things as well. So I was like, let me try to see if I could benefit from being in another group. And plus, this group had a business or a brand to it. Well, that didn't turn out so well as well. Being in the groups that I were in, I sit back and observe. That's the type of person I am. Like, we could be in a room full of people, and I'm the type of person that I'll keep a conversation on, but I'm also going to observe. And I was observing these groups that I was in. It was like three different groups. I was observing these groups, trying to, build a network, kind of form a sisterhood. Again, I was like, let me give it another try to see what I can do, right? Well, that didn't go so well either, because they have their favorites in these groups. And it's always one of these competition things. Well, who can come out on top the quickest? I'm not saying I'm against favoritism, but to be in a group with a bunch of females and to try to form a sisterhood, and they're already biased because they already have their favorites, so they don't really give you that much play, or they really don't give you that much attention. It's one of those things, and especially if you're like me and you are a go-getter, you're a hustler, and you're always pushing, you're always going, you're always branding, you're always promoting, you're always showing who you are as a person, and they just don't pay you no attention. It makes it hard to want to be in other groups. And then, to top everything off, females get so competitive towards one another, when really, if we just work together, that we could form some beautiful, beautiful sisterhoods. And so I just came up here today to talk about how I've been feeling lately. I've been feeling like maybe groups are not for me, because I don't follow the crowd. If I have an idea, I jump on it and I try to see if I can make it happen. So I got pushed out of one of the groups because I honestly didn't know that they were doing the same thing that I had just popped up with the idea to do. I just popped up with this idea and I said I wanted to do it and try it out, but I didn't know, you know, that anyone was going to have a problem with it. So one of the groups that I was in kicked me clean out and said that I was going to be a conflict of interest. I was being competitive. I was going to be competing against her or something of the matter, that I was wrong and I should have talked to her about it first. But the way she came at me, which is why I have a problem with people, because the way she came at me was basically accusing me of already knowing that she had this idea, and that I somehow either stole her idea, or I was trying to mess up her business, or I was trying to take her shine, or I was trying to step on her toes or compete with her. You know what I mean? So she came at me totally disrespectful. And I couldn't understand why, like, she's coming at me so disrespectful. Like, the sensible thing, like, in my eyes, if the shoe was on the other foot, right? If the shoe was on the other foot, I would have came to her and say, hey, I see that you have an idea about something that I'm currently in the process of doing. Would you like to work together, and we could come together and put our ideas together and make something happen? Or you could shoot me some of your ideas and I could put it out there for you. But instead, she came at me with, oh, you're wrong, and you shouldn't do this, and if you are in my group, you're representing my company, and you can't do that because that's a conflict of interest. So I've really been feeling some type of way. Because for me, I'm always trying to reach out to females, different females. And don't get me wrong, I love women. Women go through a lot of things. We do. We go through a lot of things, a lot of situations, a lot of circumstances turns us to, you know, being someone that's not so friendly or not so nice or, you know, not approachable. But I don't like this, oh, I'm better than you, or, oh, who you think you are, or are you think you're trying to compete with me? Like, I don't like those vibes. And so that's why a lot of times I say to myself, because of that, you know, that situation, like, I'm going to always encourage women. I'm going to always stand up for women's rights because we go through a lot. I'm going to always motivate another female, inspire another female to do something to better themselves, because I know how it is to not have anybody in my corner, but yet and still, I still try to make things work. So I just, you know, I came on here to talk about that. This is a bonus episode. It wasn't anything planned. I was just thinking about it. And instead of me going to Facebook Live to talk about it, I figured I'd put it on my podcast so it will always be there. But I don't like favoritism. I don't like groups that form sisterhoods or form some type of alliance, and then they become biased and they start to downgrade one another or handpick the people that they want to work with and leave the other people to fend for themselves. I am one of those females. I've been in groups after groups after groups, at least 4 or 5 groups, to where I've shown them who I am. I've proven myself that I am worthy. I have promoted, advertised, word of mouth, encouraged them, inspired them some type of way, tried to motivate them, tried to show them that, hey, I'm it. I'm one of the girls that will actually go to bat for you. And they just totally dismissed me because they already have their favorites picked. And it's really discouraging sometimes. It really is at sometimes, because when you get in so many different groups and you deal with so many different females, it makes you not want to be in a group. It makes you not want to make friends with other females because you don't want to deal with that again. And that other female may not even be of the type of person that would do you like that, but you don't even want to take the chance to get to know that female because you don't feel like going through that again. I'm 34. I'll be 35 this year. I have met at least 1,000 of people. I've met at least 1,000 or more because I've been all over, from Georgia to South Carolina. I grew up in South Carolina, went to Georgia, went to New Jersey. I've gone to Ohio, and I'm currently in North Carolina. And even on social media, there's so many different females that add me because they see my stuff that I post on Facebook. And they're like, oh, I like her. I like what she's posting. But then something happens to where they say, oh, I don't like her anymore because whatever their reason is. And I'm not just the only female that goes through that. There's a couple of females I know that go through that. You know, you show them that you're ambitious, that you're determined, and that, you know, you are one of those people that will go for it and go get it and step out of this box to step into your own lane, to do your own thing and date. Some of them don't like it. They're intimidated by it. Whatever. For me, I'm not intimidated by females. You could be the baddest female in the world, look gorgeous, you are gorgeous. To me, I'm going to give you your compliments, I'm going to give you your props, your credit, and I'm going to keep pushing. I don't see no point in being intimidated by another female. She could be Beyonce, Cardi B, Rihanna. They're beautiful. I love them. But I'm not intimidated by them. If they stood in the same room with me, hey, Beyonce. Hey, Rihanna. Hey, Cardi. But I'm not going to be intimidated by them. They might get more shine than me. And of course, they probably will because they're who they are. But I'm going to still do my own thing, you know. But that was something I just wanted to get off my chest. I felt like talking about it. I'm really thinking for 2020, for the rest of 2020, that I don't associate myself with groups. I don't like that. I don't like it, and I don't feel that, favoritism, especially in a group setting of people, that favoritism is the best way to go. I mean, of course, you're going to have your people that you like more than others. That's normal. But if you're in a group and everyone is, you know, a part of this group, I just don't feel that favoritism is the best way to go. And that's just my opinion. So, but anyways, thank you for taking your time to listen to this podcast. If you have any feedback, I am all for feedback. I love feedback. I love honesty. I love, true conviction. And constructive criticism is always welcome. You know. But again, thank you. Again, this was a bonus episode, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.